Coming up on Saturday is the Earth Day March for Science, and this, I know, is a national event. It might even be an international event, but here to tell us more about the event happening in Ketchikan are Catherine Hegarty and Jill Walker. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So I know this is something that is happening all over.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I guess, was there a decision to do this in Ketchikan?
there was a... Sorry, I had to clear my throat for a second. Some stifling of, like, national parks couldn't post tweets for a while, and back in January. And then NOAA, was it NOAA? There was a couple other organizations who were stifled. And it's just sort of, like, to encourage people to trust and believe and to be able to, like, tell the world things that, evidence-based science that's been peer-reviewed, you know, we need to respect that and listen to it. And just because it may not make us happy, it doesn't mean we get to ignore it, kind of thing.
Yeah. It is a political thing. With the new administration, mm-hmm. They came in and started shutting down the transparency that exists with our governmental science practitioners and the general public. So... they shut down the National Parks Twitter. They basically confiscated NOAA data and information. And then governmental scientists started gathering and collecting and, you know, finding a way to save their information and keep it for themselves. As a reaction to that, Ketchikan is a big science community. We have a mm-hmm. lot going on here related to the oceans and the environment and lots of things.
Mm-hmm. Fisheries are pretty science. Like, it's the projections, you know, for what's going to come back and that kind of stuff. That's all based in science. Like, you got to go out, you got to get the numbers, see what's coming back and when they're coming back and
foods we eat, our livelihoods here in Ketchikan.
It's all pretty important, and you need to respect that.
So who was there a group that formed to plan this, or you just heard about? I know, again, it's something that was mentioned in the news long ago, that mm-hmm. on Earth Day people were going to gather. So was it just an independent group, or did some scientists get together? Or
well,
what brought this, I guess, about, and in this or what you have organized?
Ketchikan Action Network is mm-hmm. They played a major role in getting together the Women's March right after the inauguration. And Jill just happened to...
I do follow all of this stuff kind of religiously on Twitter. And so I was really excited when I heard, you know, the date was released and stuff like that. And, you know, kind of started to get the ball rolling a little bit. And then Ketchikan Action Network, specifically Kat here, just came in and really helped get it finalized and helped get me organized.
And what do you have planned? What are you intending to do on Saturday?
Okay. Well, on Saturday we have a march planned. We're starting at Wolf Point, the helicopter pad north of town. And Barbara Morgan will be making a presentation there. She's a traditional food specialist and a scientist at UAS. So she'll be talking about climate change and acidification and how they're going to affect our traditional foods here in Ketchikan. And from there, we're going to the U.S. Forest Service, and I don't know if I mentioned the start time, but we plan to be kind of gathering up at Wolf Point around 8, a presentation to start about 8:15. Then we'll be walking to the U.S. Forest Service, where John Hyde is going to talk about some deer studies in Ketchikan, as well as some salmon studies. And from there, we're going to the parking lot at 2691 Tongass, which is by the laundromat there. And Nicole Forbes from KIC is planning to tell us about paralytic shellfish poisoning. And we'll walk on down and meet people that are gathering at Bar Harbor Restaurant at Berth 4. And we're going to have bubbles and bags there.
Yeah. Jessica Wallen will be there to talk about. It's a really cool project called Boomerang Bags. It's like a community-based program, and it's centered around getting rid of plastic bag waste. And it seems really cool. Like, I've looked at it online, and I'm really excited to hear what she has to say. And then Leif Sievertson's going to do he's a teacher at the high school, but he's going to do a really cool presentation on bubbles. And, like, there's even science in something as simple as bubbles, you know? So he's going to talk about that. And then starting at 11, we're going to march from Bar Harbor along the promenade to the statues in front of the Visitors Bureau. And there we're going to have some really cool music by local favorites. The Ratfish Wranglers are going to be there. Kirsten Baltz is going to read a poem that's being read at least at the march in D.C., and I imagine other people or other organizations are going to read it too around the nation. And then Sean Powell's going to speak, and Julie Landwehr, who is also a teacher at the high school, is going to speak as well. And then we're off to the NOAA building, which is in the federal building parking lot. And they will do a presentation on endangered species. And if more people come and want to present, then we could probably tack them on there.
Okay. So it's a lot of science presentations along
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so if people go ahead.
Just, you know, emphasizing how science affects us locally. Like, it's something that's important to us here as a community.
And if people are interested in participating, they basically just show up at Wolf Point, or they could show up along the way, it sounds like.
Right. So you can gauge how well you're going to be able to walk. It's 3 miles from start to finish. So we hope that you'll join us for the full walk. But if that's not within your capability, if you're not able to do that either because of time or because of physical limitations, then you can join us at any point along the march. And, you know, if nothing else, just join us at the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau for the big hoopla down there with some music and some talks. And, you know, people will be carrying signs to express themselves in support of our governmental scientists and other scientists in the community. And, you know, it's nonpartisan. Science matters to all of us.
Yes.
So we hope that lots of people will join us.
Okay. And is this indoor or outdoor? I mean, are there going to be outdoor presentations?
It's all outdoors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So dress appropriately.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay. We'll see what the weather has in store. Okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.